The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. 142 finance made easy with Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
And one of our listeners, Mark, says very excited listening to Pink Floyd, and he wants to say that the Irish Pink Floyd tribute Green Floyd are playing Purdy Kitchen on 26th of July next, and lots of well-wishers for BP as well. Now, it wasn't as dramatic as Brazil v Germany, but it did go to penalties. I did fall asleep during the match at one stage, I should point out. But in the end, Argentina managed to keep their dream alive to get to the World Cup final. I'm joined now by our representative for Argentina, Andrew Redden, and by our Dutch fan, and Ethna Malloy. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, John.
Andrew, would you agree that it was pretty dull and boring for most of us?
Yeah. The match was pretty non-fixture, really. If I suppose you could say it was anybody's and nobody's to win at the same time.
Somebody said that they should have fast-forwarded the penalties to about 10 minutes into the game because it was clear at that stage that neither team was going to go for it. What do you reckon?
Yeah. I think from about 10 minutes to the end of the normal time, everyone kind of knew this is going to penalties. Nobody really, really, truly wants to win this. Apart from a few chances like what Robin had near the end, nobody was really breaking down either defence. So no. Penalties was the really only solution.
Yes, indeed. They're very, very cagey indeed. But you must be happy, Andrew, that Argentina are through to the World Cup final.
Oh, I am. And I'm glad that Messi gets his... gets his chance to star on the big stage, I suppose, and prove himself, as I said at the beginning, he has to prove himself to the people who of Argentina who love Maradona so much for getting him to the final and winning it. So he has a chance to do it now, and I hope he takes it. But
he wasn't very prominent last night, was he?
No, he was well marshalled by the Dutch defence, fair play to them, and he just kind of looked really tired, to be honest.
Yeah. And we should point out that your credentials as our representative for Argentina are based on the fact that you did spend a year there teaching English. And Ethna, how are you?
Gutted, I think is the word, John.
Yes, and you should all point that your family lived in Holland for 2 years, and your brother was, it's conceived there is the correct way of putting it, is it?
Yes, and I'll never be forgiven for announcing that on national radio. But he was, and my mom came home and had him here. And as a result, he has a maiden tattoo, or maiden Holland tattoo on his forearm.
Yes, indeed. So, Ethna, just wondering now, I mean, going into last night's match, were you hopeful that Holland or the Netherlands, whatever, would do the business?
I was so excited about last night, John. I mean, I had this big vision of a Dutch-German final and thinking what sort of atmosphere would it be if two neighbours were competing against each other in a final. And I had a hope and a fire in my belly, and it slowly died as the 90 minutes wore on last night.
It wasn't to be.
No.
And it has contributed to what is a pretty bad week for you. Explain.
Oh, well, like... it was just the final kick is what I'm calling it. I'm gutted over Garrett Brooks as well. We missed the first round of tickets. I was on teaching practice, so I could only spend about 15 minutes at home on the computer trying to get the tickets. And we had decided it would be a big family event, so the four of us would go and we'd make a night of it. And it was a really nice idea, but we didn't get the tickets the first time around. So I was devastated. And then the next show was announced, and my teaching practice was over. So I was like a woman possessed. I had given everyone in the house this mission. And my mom had two phones in her hand. I had the iPad and the laptop going, and my dad had his mobile as well. So I was adamant we were definitely getting tickets. And we did, and I was on cloud nine and started counting down the days, and then Monday happened.
Oh, I see. And what was it? It was the tickets were for the Monday night, were they?
They were for the Monday, so when the first news broke, I knew that's us gone anyway. So, and then it's kind of, they give you hope and then they pull it back. And it's kind of, it was like watching the match last night, only in really slow motion all week. You think they're going to shoot and score now, and then... Yeah, so, the chance went.
Sure. Some people are saying all the good has gone out of it now, whether he plays or not. It's just been a terrible El fiasco. And, you know.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the memory everyone is going to have now isn't going to be the excitement about Garth Brooks coming. It's going to be the disappointment of the fiasco that was this week and the licensing laws. I mean, the good is gone from it. There's no denying it. I mean,
but you
will
would,
five concerts still sell out at this stage? Is the interest still there?
Yeah, so I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. So you're hoping, fingers crossed, that there is some final, last-minute compromise reached, or at least agreement reached for him to have the five concerts here.
Well, I too would appeal to the powers that be to do something nice for me, just because it's been such a bad week.
Actually, I'm just thinking, we Barack Obama, apparently the residents in Ballybuck, they're going to meet him. And we have the Mexican ambassador on hold as well. Is there anyone you'd like to include in the mix? Maybe the UN Secretary General, maybe?
And the UN Secretary General, yeah, Kofi Annan. You could get the Daddy Nam.
Oh, no, Ban Ki-moon.
Well.
You're out of date there. It's Ban Ki-moon.
That's who it is, sorry. Yeah.
What about Ban Ki-moon? What about, I'm just thinking now, what about the Dalai Lama, maybe?
Absolutely. What better peacekeeper is there? I think that's what we need right now.
Okay, well, listen, Etna, commiserations, but Holland had a great run anyway in the tournament. And
we did, and I loved being part of your family. It was a brilliant experience.
And we loved...
It gave me something to look forward to.
We loved having you as part of our family. And thanks, Etna. Andrew, the final now against Germany. What are Argentina's prospects?
It's difficult to say. I mean, everyone's football world was just blown apart on Tuesday night. No one knows now what's going to happen, but I feel that Germany just have, you know, they're going to be top favourites, you know, and I just hope that, you know, Messi or someone pulls something out of the bag and, you know, if Argentina do win, you will hear a roar from the crowd because all of Argentina is moving to Rio de Janeiro for the next, until Sunday. And, there's going to be a massive atmosphere at it.
It'll be like a home game for Argentina.
It certainly will. And they actually, they have a rivalry with Brazil, similar to us in England. But the one they always want to get at World Cups is Germany, because Germany have knocked them out three times in the last couple of World Cups. So they really, really want to get this one, I'd say.
Yes, vengeance on their minds. Well, look, Andrew, thank you for talking to us this morning. And good luck ahead of Sunday. And
of course.
We'll talk to you after the event, no doubt. But that's a thank you there to Andrew Redden and to Etna Molloy, our representatives for Argentina and Holland, respectively. We're going to be talking about the perfect lawn and the pursuit of it in a moment.
Text 51551. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.